We're doing Gemara Rosh Hashanah. We're up to Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, just under the right column of Rashi. We had seen in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and his courts instituted certain things with regard to the city of Yerushalayim and certain things with regards to the city of Yavne. And because we saw that the court had traveled from Yerushalayim to Yavne, so now the Gemara is going to discuss the journeys of the High Court, the journeys of the Sanhedrin. And the journeys of the Sanhedrin, which is the court here below, are going to be described as corresponding to the journeys of the Shekhinah. Meaning, if the court is traveling from its home territory, the High Court really belongs in the Beit HaMikdash and the Lishkat HaGazit.
The Sanhedrin.
The Sanhedrin, that's where they belong. So too does the Shekhinah. And the Gemara is now going to describe that as we were sinful and the destruction of the temple was approaching, so the Shekhinah started making its ascent, distancing itself from the Jewish people. And the Rishonim learn that this is indicated also in the level of prophecy, meaning as the destruction was coming, so the level of prophecy diminished, and that's why the latter prophets, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, their prophecies are on a very different level than their predecessors. As you find, Zechariah is probably the most difficult prophecy to understand. There's a tremendous lack of clarity. You're describing all kinds of dreams and visions, and what are you seeing? That's a good question, what you're seeing. The prophecy was on a different level because the Shekhinah was distancing itself from Am Yisrael. So notice that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was during the period of the destruction of the Second Temple, and the things we were just describing was during the period of the First Temple. Now let's see. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan the Amora, this isn't to be confused with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai the Tana. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Eser Masaot Nasea Shechina Mikra. From the verses, you can see an indication that the Shekhinah took 10 journeys as it distanced itself from the people of Israel. Uchenegdan Galeta Sanhedrin Migemara. Corresponding to that, you have 10 journeys that the Sanhedrin took in its exile, and that's something which we have on tradition that you won't see in any verses. Well, it's also okay, let's see. Esel Masot Nasa Shekhinah Mikrai. You have 10 journeys of the Shekhinah. We'll show it to you in the verses. Just one second. The Rabbeinu Hananel over here, in the regular edition, it's the fourth line, the fourth wide line of the Rabbeinu Hananel. He quotes this. By us it says, Amar Rav Yehuda Baridi, Amar Rav Yochanan. He quotes it without the Rav Yochanan. It's just Rav Yehuda Baridi. Amar Rav Yehuda Baridi. Esa Masot Nasa Shechina Mikrai. Okay. Esa Masot Nasa Shechina Mikrai. I'm on the second wide line. Mikaporet Likuv. The Shechina's original place was on the Kapores. That's just above the Oron. And then it traveled to one of the Kruvim. Which Kruvim, says Rashi? These were not the Kruvim that were on the Kapores. Meaning, you had the two angels on the Kapores, which were solid gold attached to the gold tablet that was really the cover of the Aron. It was one piece of gold. The Kapores and the Kruvim coming out of it. And then the Shekhinah ordinarily was between these two Kruvim, on top of the kaporis. That's where Hashem's presence, that's where the prophecy came out of. Aside from this, Shlomo built two large figurines of Kruvim in the Holy of Holies, whose wings were on top of the Aron and the Kruvim of the Aron. Now, Shlomo HaMelech had an oral tradition, Maseches HaMishkan, Maseches Beis HaMikdash, an oral tradition that this was to be so, because otherwise it would be idol worship to change anything in the Beis HaMikdash. When the Gemara says that the Shechina traveled from the Kapores to the Kruv, so that's talking about one of the Kruvim that Shlomo HaMelech made north and south of the Aron. So journey number one is to the Kruv. Umikruv leKruv. And then it flew to the other Kruv. Journey number two. Umikruv leMiftan. From there to the doorpost, the entrance. UmiMiftan leChatzer. From there to where? The courtyard. Miftan is the entrance to the Heichal. From there, it went to the Azara, the area, the next level of holiness in the temple, Bein HaUlam VeLaMizbeach. Remember, if, let's say, you're going west, so you have the Holy of Holies here, then you have the Holy, and then you have the room that enters all of these, you have the Heichal, and then you have a broader room that leads into the Heichal, that's the Ulam, and then you have the steps leading down, and then you have a space up until the Mizbeach. Now that space between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, only Kohanim could go there, because that was only used for service. So that's a level of holiness. That's Bein Olam Bein Mizbeach. So that's the part of the courtyard that the Shechina then went to. Umechatzer LaMizbeach. It's working its way out of the temple. So it's working its way eastward. It went out to Bein Olam LaMizbeach. Now it went on to the Mizbeach. Umi Mizbeach LaGag. From the Mizbeach to the roof. Umi Gag. I don't know. The roof of the Beis HaMikdash, I guess. Umi Gag. Okay. I don't know. Umi Gag LeChoma. To the wall. Umi Choma LaIr. Out to the city. To Jerusalem. Umi Ir LeHar. Rashi says that's Har HaZeisim. Now, it's as though Hashem saying, bring me back. I don't want to go. So he keeps edging his way out. Umehar lemidbar, umimidbar aleta v'yasheva b'mkoma, sh'nemar elech ashuv el mekomi. Okay. So, that's the order. In the days of Yechezkel, it went to the Kruv and stayed a few days there until it went to the other Kruv and then to the Miftan. Now the Psukim are going to show us how it went. Mi kapot lekruv, mi kruv lekruv, mi kruv lemiftan, dichtiv, noati lecha sham, dibati itcham ala kaporet. So originally Hashem tells Moshe, I will talk to you from above the kaporet, that's the original place. Vichtiv, and then the Navi describes, so that Rashi says not to be goris that pasuk. He says you have to say a different pasuk. Uchvod elokei Yisrael nala ma'al hakruv asher haya alav el hamiftan el miftan habayit. Okay. V'chtiv uchvod elokei Yisrael nala ma'al hakruv asher haya alav el miftan habayit. So you see Hashem was on a kruv, and then from there to the miftan. Umi miftan lachatzer dichtiv amela bayit etanan vachatzer mala et noga kvod Hashem mi chatzer lamizbeach dichtiv riti et Hashem nitzav al hamizbeach. So you see, the Navi Yechezkel witnesses Hashem on the mizbeach. So you see, Hashem has already worked his way out. Umi mizbeach lagag dichtiv tov lashevet al pinat gag. The pasuk says in Mishlei how they got it from there. I have no idea. It says, I'd rather sit on a corner of a house, me'eshet midyanim uvet chaver, than being in a house where there's fighting all the time, and I have to share it with someone else. So that's the Jewish people who put idols in the temple. So that's what Hashem says. I'd rather be on the roof than be in a house with fighting and other things that you put in there. Hashem says, okay, he went to the roof. That's another prophecy that he sees Hashem standing on the wall. Mechomah le'ir, tichtiv, kol Hashem la'ir. Hashem's voice goes out to the city. So Chazal understood that to mean that Hashem goes out to the city. Yeah, we're talking about the Shechina. Kol Hashem le'ir yikra, u'me'ir la'har dichtiv, v'yal kvod Hashem al toch ha'ir, v'yamod al ha'har asher mikedem la'ir. So again, the Navi describes it. U'me'ir la'midbar dichtiv, tov l'shevet te'eretz midbar. So again, the Pasuk says, I'd rather be in a desert than be with a wife that's fighting with me all the time, getting me angry all the time. So that's again, Shlomo HaMelech is referring to the people of Israel. Hashem said, I'll go out. Okay, but you guys are still getting me upset, I'll leave. And from the desert, the Shekhinah went up to its place. As the Navi says, Hashem says, I'm going back. I'm going back to my place. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shisha chodashim nitakva Shekhinah liYisrael b'midbar, shem yachzeru b'tshuva. The Shekhinah waited 6 months in the desert. Maybe Am Yisrael will do tshuva. Kivan shelo chazru, amar tipach atzman. Once they didn't do tshuva, so the Shekhinah said, let their bones explode. Finished with them. Began with them. One Gersa here, the Bach says it should say, Tipach Nafshan, let their souls explode. Shneimar ve'ener Rishim tichlena, umanos avad minhem, v'tikvatam apach nafesh. So the eyes of the wicked are worn down. They have nothing to hope for. Umanos avad minhem, they got no place to run. All they could hope for is their souls exploding. So that's a description the Gemara understood of the people of Israel at that time. Galeta Sanhedrin Migmara. Corresponding to that, we have a tradition that the Sanhedrin took exile too. How so? Midishkat Gazit Lachanut. First they went into exile from the Shkat HaGazit to a shop. They set up shop outside on the mountain. And that was because the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, they saw there were too many murders going on. So they didn't want to rule on the death penalty. Too much going on. So this court said, we're taking a self-imposed exile in order to prevent the death penalty at our behest. We're not going to do it. I mean, the Gemara tells us that they killed Shimon ben Shetach's son. The Beis Din, the Sanhedrin, killed him because some murderers decided to set up false testimony against him. And they knew they were setting him up, but they couldn't disprove it, so they executed him. Shimon ben Shetach caught a bunch of witches. So their families decided they're going to get back at him. And so they had his own son executed. They had false charges brought, and they weren't able to disprove him, and his own son was executed by the courts for false witnesses. So the courts realized things are not where they should be. They exiled themselves. So here we're talking about the period of the Second Temple, meaning even though the exile of the Shekhinah happened in the First Temple, the comparison is to the exile of the Sanhedrin in the period of the Second Temple. Whatever. Yeah.
Can
I
pardon him?
No. Pasuk warns us not to do that. No. No such pardon. La'aretz lo techupar l'adam asher shupach ba ki'im b'dam shofecho. Ve'lo tachanifu et ha'aretz. Pasuk says, you will never have atonement for murder without taking care of the murderer, if you can. And don't you try applying sycophancy to the land. The land will not accept it. Yes?
Why is that they moved out of the chamber there? Why is that mean that they're not going to die? They're not going to do another trial?
Good question. Tosas asked that. Not here. In Sanhedrin and in Avodah Zarah, where the Gemara says this. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk by Zakin Mamre. Pasuk says by Zakin Mamre that Says, that's the pasuk. It says in Shoftim, one of it says that the Zakim Mamre. What's the pasuk? It says, "Ve'ish asher yaseh v'zadon levilti shemo al hakohen haomed sham haomed l'sharet sham oel hashofet." So Chazal darshan over there, it's only when they're there. If the Zaken Mamre rebels against them when they're there in the Lishkas Hagazis, so the Gemara seems to apply it that not only the Zaken Mamre doesn't get executed if they're not there, but no person gets executed if they're not there. So Tosa says, but wait a second, it says by Zaken Mamre, and the Gemara specifically says it about Zaken Mamre. So in two places, Tosa leaves it as a question, and in a third place, Tosa answers it. But the simple reading is, we don't know why. You know,
what's the answer?
I think Tosa says somehow they derived from here to the other places. But Pashup Shat in the Gemara, that's not clear. And the Gemara seems to say it's only a Zaken Mamre. And it's not even when they kill him. It's when he rules against them. They have to be situated there. So I don't remember Tosus's answer. Maybe it's a Tosus Rush that answers it. In some place, Tosus does answer it.
Is this in Machlokes?
Maybe, I don't remember.
Maybe we'll learn it.
Okay. Back to our Gemara. So, they set up shop on the mountain. Umechanut l'Yerushalayim, then they went out to the city. From Yerushalayim to Yavne. Then they left the city and exiled themselves to Yavne. Umi Yavne leUsha. Umi Usha leYavne. They went back to Yavne. Umi Yavne leUsha. Then they went back to Usha again. Umi Usha leShafram. Umi Shafram leBeit Shearim. Umi Beit Shearim leTzipori. Umi Tzipori leTveria. VeTveria amuka mikulam. Shneemar veShafat meEretz tedaberi. Okay, what does that mean? So Rashi says like this. Umiyavne leUsha, Shaya Nasi Darbo. So they went after the Nasi. If the Nasi was here, they were here. If the Nasi was there, they were there. Shaita Sanedrinimo, Ukshemistale, Kuobno, Lemakom Acher, Golai Shiva Acharav, Yavne Bimei Rabbi Yochanan, Usha Bimei Rabban Gamliel, Vechazru MiYusha LeYavne, Ubimei Rabbi Shimonno, Chazru. Okay, Beis Sharm, Tzipori, and Tverio were throughout the days of Rebbe. The Gemara says, you follow Rebbe to Beit Shearim. Rebbe got sick, so they took Rebbe up to Tzipori so he'd have good air. And then the Sanhedrin went with him to Tzipori. And in the days of Antoninus, for whatever reason, Rebbe went to Tverio. I guess that was more accessible to Antoninus. Where's Tzipori? I don't know. It's on top of a mountain. I don't know.
Before they did the exile, was the Nasi always living in Yerushalayim, or did they just didn't care where they were?
I don't know.
Why did it
seems he was there. It seems he was in Yerushalayim, but I don't have a source for that.
Now the Nasi was just not living there anymore. He didn't really want it.
Well, you're talking about generations where it was dangerous to be
right,
there.
Right, I understand. Yeah. So. Now why is it that they say Hu O Bano?
I think it means his son who took over after him. Either he himself left, so they left with him, or when his son took over, his son was in a different city, they went with the son.
He just has to say the Nasi. He's the Nasi. It doesn't matter that it's his son that takes over.
Right. I don't know. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Shesh Galut, Shesh Galut. He says, six exiles. And he darshans it from the pasuk. כי השח יושבי מרום קריה נשגבה ישפילנה ישפילה עד ארץ יגיינה עד אפר. So we darshan it like this. Heishach means he put down. those that were Yoshvei Merom, those that were sitting up high. Kiryanis, the elevated city. Yashpilena, Yashpila, Eretz, he'll put it down to the earth. Yagena, Dafa, will bring it all the way down to the dust. So we darshan, there are six terms of condescending in this pasuk. Keshach, to bring down. Yashpilena, two. Yashpila, three. Aderetz, four. Yagiena, five. Adafal, six. He could have just said, I'll bring it down to the earth. Instead, he used six terminologies, six terms for bringing them down. So from here, he darshans that they had six exiles. And now this is interesting. Rabbi Elazar is arguing on his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, however that works.
He's saying that there is psukim that back up the exile. Is that the argument?
I don't know. Don't know. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Umisham atidin ligel, Shneimar, Itnaari me'afar kumi shevi. And they're coming back from there. Meaning they're coming back from their last stop, from Tveria. That's why a lot of people think that Tveria is this spiritual place, because that's where the Sanhedrin's going to come back from. That's what Rav Yosef Karo also wanted to do, reinstate the Bezdin up there.
Right. Isn't it one of the year